Welcome to So What Do You Think, a podcast where we discuss weird and unsolved mysteries and events and give you our completely unprofessional opinion on them. I'm Jane, with me here is Bea.
Hello.
And we did go on after the last episode to keep on recording, so we are still sick, sorry. Bear with us. We're both going to go to bed after this.
No, I've made commitments like a fool.
No, you can't go out if you're sick.
I know, but like, I have stuff I need to do, and then I've got stuff
I need to do, but it's not getting done.
Then I got like work the next 3 days after this.
Ew, gross.
Okay,
well, let's just get this done then. Got this. So tonight we're headed to Lake Charles, Louisiana, and it is 1993. And on October 14th, 1993, 34-year-old Nelda Hardwick is going to disappear. So Nelda lived with her boyfriend and four children, and we don't really know a whole lot about her life prior to this. It's the early 90s, a woman's disappeared, it's not really big news at the time, and if it were not for some other strange stuff that we'll talk about in a minute, I feel like nobody would ever even heard this name in history. So what we do know is that pretty late in the evening on October 14th, 1993, Nelda apparently left a note for her boyfriend saying she was just ducking out to the store and would be back soon. So straight away, I have questions. I mean, why did she need to write a note rather than just tell him? I don't know. What are your thoughts when you hear that straight away?
Well, I mean, it's 93, so you can't just like text.
Well, they live together.
I guess.
He was at home with her. Like, I mean, I sort of think, was he an early to bed sort of guy? Was he already in bed or something like
that? Oh, he was home with her when she wrote it.
Yes, as far as we know, he was with her, yeah. So was he, like, tinkering in
that shed? That's weird.
Like, did she not want to disturb him for some reason? I don't know. I don't know why she felt the need to leave.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. I'm not sure what stores were open super late at night in Louisiana in 1993 either, but this detail is interesting to me, don't you think? The fact that she left him a note rather than just tell him. And it becomes even more interesting when she never returns. And he reports her missing the next day. Now, the police, I'm not sure what sort of investigation they actually ran. Like I said, it's the early 90s. This case wasn't really out of the ordinary until later. I would hope that they'd look at the boyfriend because right away the story is strange. But, I mean, if he's hurt her, he may have just saved a note from another time that she ran to the shop or something and said, oh, this is the note that she left me, you know?
Yeah.
So I guess that's the first theory, is that he killed her and staged the disappearance. And I think that that's definitely something that we need to consider, knowing what we know about these sorts of things.
Yeah.
Which honestly wouldn't surprise anyone, right?
No.
But we've got no evidence that this has happened. So we can't really, I mean, it's just a theory. Of course, someone else may have abducted and killed her. She's a lone woman out and about at night. Definitely hitting some risk factors there. I did look up serial killers in Louisiana in the 90s, just in case there was some active ones. And there was the Storyville Slayer, who was active from 1991 to 1996, but he kept mainly to New Orleans and killed mostly African-American women, which Nelda was not. And he also tended to target prostitutes, so doesn't really sound like him as his MO. There was the Bayou serial killer, Ronald Dominique, but he seemed to mainly kill men. Sean Gillis was an interesting one. He killed 8 people and had no real MO. He did stalk and tape women off the streets for some time, sometimes though. So his years of activity were 1994 to 1999, so, you know, roughly around that time. So Nelda would basically predate his first known victim by about a year, though. So, and also he was killing mainly in Baton Rouge. So there were quite a few Louisiana serial killers in the 90s, unfortunately, but I'm not sure that any of them were specifically in her area at the time. So Nelda's gone, and unfortunately, you know, we probably would have forgotten all about her if it were not until May 8th, the 1998, when something happened. So this is 5 years later. About 400 kilometers away on the I-10 Interstate Highway in Hancock, Mississippi, a car full of teenagers were traveling along when something stepped out in front of their car and they hit it. Now, their story is that they thought it was a deer, so they kept on driving. But the next day, though, when they read the news, that then they found out that this was not the case. And that actually hit and killed a woman. They do the right thing. They turn themselves in. And this is where the story gets even weirder. So this woman ends up being a Jane Doe until about 2013. So we've got two kind of random cases, not connected at the moment. We've got a woman that's disappeared. We've got a woman that's been hit in a different state by a car and killed. So that's how it kind of stayed for quite a few years. Now, in 2013, the coroner who actually autopsied the body back in 1998 heard about Nelda. So he was just, I don't know, researching, doing some shooting the shit on the internet or whatever. And he actually hears about Nelda and how she was missing. And he decides that this Jane Doe that he autopsied that got hit by a car could have actually been her. By this stage, though, 15 years has passed, so all they had to go on was the autopsy reports and photos. So he contacts Nelda's family and shows them the photos of the woman that was hit, and the family agrees that, yes, this looks like it was actually Nelda. So thoughts so far on this?
What the fuck?
Indeed.
How far away are we talking?
Louisiana and Mississippi, quick, get the map. Us dumb Australians not knowing where shit is.
Oh, as if that as Americans know where any of our stuff is.
This is true. I know Louisiana's in the south. It's in the deep south.
Yeah, and Mississippi, and Mississippi is as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're sort of near each other, yeah, I would say.
They are.
Yeah.
They're
next to each other in actually, are they? Or
yeah, they are. Okay, how close is Mississippi to Louisiana? Distance from Louisiana to Mississippi is 287 kilometers.
Yeah. And where she specifically went missing and this woman was hit was 400 kilometers. So, doable.
Yeah. How long is the drive from Louisiana to Mississippi? 4 hours, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow, they have everything on the internet. Which state is Louisiana?
Louisiana is Louisiana.
Yeah, I know. Which state is Louisiana? Louisiana is one of the 50 states.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's unpack this, right? First of all, my question is, like, where has she been for the last 5 years?
Yeah.
If that was her in Mississippi, where the hell was she? Was she held captive? Did she have some sort of mental health episode? Was she living on the streets? You know, did she start a new life? All of the questions that we get with these cases. So
Well,
her family said that she loved her kids a lot and would never have left them of her own volition. But I feel like we hear that a lot. And while most of the time it's 100% accurate, there has been times where it's not. There's even things like postnatal depression or postnatal psychosis that it can occur and leads to this sort of thing as well. So there was some clues with this dead woman who got hit by the car, though, as to how she'd been living. She was very dirty and covered in bug bites. She was unshaven and wore filthy clothes. Her lungs showed signs of chronic bronchitis. Same lady, same. And emphysema. Yeah. And she had hydatid infestation with cysts found in her internal organs.
Ew.
Yeah, suggesting that she had eaten contaminated foods. Oh, to me, that's just like, you know, when we're going through vet nursing school.
Yeah, that's literally what I'm thinking of right now, the photos that they show. And they're like, don't eat the kangaroo.
Yeah. And you mainly get it up north. That's what I know about it. We don't really get it down here. But, yeah, well, you see these graphic photos of big cysts in people's brains and stuff like that. That's pretty hectic. So, she had these cysts. So she'd been unwell for a while, I would imagine. Interestingly enough.
Living rough.
Yeah, living rough. Definitely living rough for a substantial period of time. She had no drugs or alcohol in her system, interestingly, but she did have a sheet of ephedrine pills in her pants. Her body was covered in deep abrasions all over her body, but given that she'd been in a car accident, you know, it's hard to know whether these preceded that or not. So yeah, what's your thoughts on this lady? Homeless? Has she been held captive? I don't know. What are your thoughts on this woman?
Where has she gone and why? Like,
yeah.
Okay, she hasn't gone that far. Okay. We're not talking like some of the others that we've seen. So that's not a big deal. to me, it's like she's run away. But what was she running away from? And then if she's run away, how come she's ended up in such a state?
Well, remember,
like,
as well,
to me, this I don't know. I feel this is a mental health thing.
Maybe. But remember, too, that we don't know that whether this is actually is Nelda or not. You know, it's just sort of going on old photos, the family going, yeah, that looks like it could be her. So, yeah, the family, once they saw the pictures, they wanted to know more and see if there was anything else on her body that may offer clues. They found that, interestingly, Jane Doe had no teeth. And, in fact, Nelda had a full set of dentures and also had no teeth. Neither had pierced ears. Jane Doe had a C-section scar, which Nelda had also. They both had brown hair. They both looked to be about the same height and build as well. But there were a couple of things that didn't match. So Nelda's sister Sharon said that she had a polio vaccine scar on her right arm, but Jane Doe had the scar on her left arm. Nelda also had a scar on her stomach below her belly button, and this lady had a scar just above her belly button. Also, Jane Doe was said to have had green eyes and Nelda had hazel eyes. So to me, there's some stuff to consider there. What do you reckon?
Either this is not her or her sister just has a really bad memory.
Yeah, like, I feel like you could be misremembering things like where scars are and that.
Yeah.
But eye colour, that's pretty.
Eye colour.
Yeah. You can't really.
But green and hazel is like one of those weird eye colours. You know,
yeah,
like,
I mean, green, do you know that green eyes are the only type of eyes that can actually change colour? And I know that my daughter has green eyes, and she, every day, they're a different colour. They can be hazel, sometimes they're grey. Sometimes
that's what I mean. Colour. Like, they are a very strange eye colour to have.
Yeah.
Like, they change, like, when you die?
Yeah.
Or if you go through, like, a trauma? Or if you're nutrient deficient?
Yeah, things can change. And it definitely does sound like this lady was nutrient deficient. So,
if she's eating bad meat, that's given her freaking cyst.
Absolutely. Also, in some accounts, it does say that she had grey eyes, not green eyes. So, either way, that's not hazel, though. So, I feel like hazel is a sort of eye colour that it's like a light brown, isn't it? So, that is different to grey. So,
no, because the boyfriend has hazel eyes.
Oh, yeah?
They're, like, almost green on the inside and then a grey on the outside.
Yeah.
They're weird.
I think it's really hard too, because we've only kind of got photos to go on, and we're dealing with time has passed here as well.
Yeah.
I think we have compelling evidence both for and against this being Nelda, to be honest. I think that the two scars were still there, just maybe in different places than what her sister was remembering. And the eyes, I mean, that's just one guy 15 years ago having a look and making a judgment call as well, right?
Yeah.
It's just what would have to have been the story if this was Nelda. Like, it's just crazy to think that she'd lived somewhere else for 5 years without being found. If we're going to go by statistics purely, I'd say that her boyfriend probably killed her, and this lady is just a strange coincidence. But she is here.
With some similarities.
Yeah, we need to consider that some stuff, you know, is similarities. So this story gets weirder. In 2013, when this coroner put the puzzle pieces together and the family were like, yep, we think that it might be her, they decided that the best thing to do was to exhume the body and do DNA samples. I mean, yes, let's just work it out. Like, let's just sort it out. That'll put an end to everything, right?
Yeah.
However, she had been buried in a pauper's grave. So, albeit it was marked, but it had a marker saying Jane Doe. When they exhumed the body, it wasn't Jane Doe at all, they found, but instead it was the body of an unknown man.
Okay.
So potentially the grave was mislabeled, or apparently Hurricane Katrina played havoc with graves in Louisiana, what happened. Apparently it was like rose the water table, and especially I think a lot of people in Louisiana are buried in like those crypts and stuff, and it floated people around and stuff. So I guess that's a possibility. This dude's just ended up in her grave and she's gone somewhere else, maybe.
That's fucked up.
It is really, really, really bad. So, yeah, I guess either way, we'll never really know for sure whether it was Nelda, because we don't have a body to test. So I've got photos if you want to have a look. So this is Nelda. So she was only 34. She looked a lot older than that, though, I thought.
She does look older.
And
Is
then
that
this.
how old I look?
No.
Just turned 35. Fuck.
She looks like she's had a rough life.
She has.
And then this is the identikit of the woman that was found. So there were some similarities there.
That's an old woman. Older
Yeah,
woman.
which Nelda did look like she was an old
Yeah.
woman. So yeah, for I guess we'll never know whether it was Nelda. We can only speculate. There was one other person though that police thought could have been Jane Doe, and that was a woman named Faye Self. Faye disappeared 10 years prior to Nelda on March 30th, 1983, at age 26. She had left her baby with her mum and gone out to a bar with friends. She was seen in a bar with one female and two males, presumably her friends, and they said that she had told them that she had to go to work early the next day, so had to go home and get the baby in and head off. She left and never made it home. In fact, her car was still in the parking lot at the bar the very next day. Now, she was touted as potentially being the Jane Doe, as she looked similar as well, but also had a surgical scar below her belly button and a vaccine scar on her left arm, as well as a matching scar on her right leg. So, also, she had those unique grey eyes as well. So, it was potentially her. So, thoughts on that? We've got a whole nother woman that it could have been now.
They seem to be a little bit more
Yeah, in
like
line.
in line with
Yeah.
so.
I think that the main issue with it being her, though, is that if this was her, she was kept captive or she was itinerant for like 15 years instead of five, which is a whole nother ballpark, right?
Yeah. Where did
Yeah.
she go missing from?
Louisiana as well. So yeah, look, there were discrepancies too, though. She did wear dentures, but only in the upper mouth. However, over 15 years, the rest of her teeth could have totally fallen out as well. So why
Yeah.
so many people be having dentures so young back then? That's what I want to know.
They're from the south.
Yeah, I just obviously no access to dental care.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, I mean it.
So young though to be like 23. So we do have a slight spanner in the works in this theory though, and that is the fact that we've got someone who was actually confessed to her murder, and that is serial killer Robert Brown. Now, he was convicted of the murder of two teenage girls in 1987 and 91, but he is one of those guys that sort of likes to brag and say that he's killed more people. He likes to say that he's killed closer to 50 people. Most of these claims can't be proven at all, but some info does add up. He did confess to Faye's murder, and he did live next door to her at the time. He was the apartment maintenance man. So he said that he entered her apartment that night after she was home, killed her, and dumped her body in the river. Now, there's one thing that doesn't make sense, though, and that was that her car was still back at the bar. So obviously, that doesn't line up with what he's saying. So I don't know. What do you reckon? This guy is a possibility, or is he just big mouthing himself again?
Always a possibility, but could
They
just
love
be
it, don't
expecting.
they? They
They
love
do.
big mouthing. Oh, I've killed so many people. I'm
Yeah.
so awesome.
Yeah.
These guys love confessing and making themselves seem more prolific than they actually are.
Yeah.
Proximity is interesting, though. So, it's possible if you did sort of
Yeah,
listen to it.
definitely.
Sure. So, we're still left with this question of who Jane Doe was. Was it Nelda? Was it Faye? Was it someone else completely? My gut wants to say someone else. I feel like this is someone completely different. The scars and details are very coincidental, though. There is one little thing I did consider. The whole not having teeth thing was interesting to me. And I do know that pulling all your teeth was a thing back then,
Yeah.
back in the day. But also, what else can lead to your teeth rotting and falling out? Well, drugs can.
Yeah.
Like we said, Nelda looked a lot older than 34 as well. And I don't want to speculate the dead, but we honestly don't, when we honestly don't know. But could she have had a drug problem? I mean, we say most women wouldn't leave their kids for any reason, but I've heard people say it personally on a number of occasions. People love drugs more than even their kids sometimes. That's addiction. That's what addiction looks like. Heading out for a fix in the middle of the night is also one reason that is a little bit more believable than heading out to the store in the dead of night, don't you think? That's the sort of thing that a junkie would do, right? Is, oh, I gotta go right now in the middle of the night, So, did Nelda have a drug issue and maybe just slip into addiction and disappear? And, you know, she was living in that life maybe for 5 years before she was unfortunately killed in an accident, if that was her. Of course, though, they did say that there was no drugs or alcohol in Jane Doe's system. So that goes sort of against that theory. But she did have ephedrine pills on her. Was she trying to get clean, or was she taking the pills to someone who could make meth with them, maybe? If she'd been out of drugs, she may have been withdrawing and acting erratically as well. So, you know, like that, to me, that sounds like a possibility, right? Don't you think? It would certainly explain leaving your kids and taking off in the middle of the night. Or was Nelda killed the night she disappeared, as was Faye, and the Jane Doe was just some unknown rough sleeper completely unrelated? I think that's a possibility too.
That's definitely.
So, yeah, final thoughts on this case.
I've got nothing.
I think it's a possibility it was Nelda, but I think that there's a bigger possibility that this was someone else.
Yeah, that's what I feel. I don't think it was her,
If we look at the
as sad
stats, women are usually killed by their partners.
as
And it looks as though there wasn't much of a police investigation at the time. So seems
that
to be back then that a guy could just say, "Oh yeah, she just took off. You know, she ran away," and the police would go, "Oh, okay, yep. Sounds like, yeah."
is.
Yeah. So yeah, anyway. So yeah, that's it for this season. We'll try and get ourselves a little bit more organized and healthy wise before we record the next ones. But yeah, hopefully we can get everything cranking and not have to have a big break this time. But yeah, let us know what you think about this case, and we will see you guys next season. Bye.
Bye.